All right, our next guest is an environmental expert and author of a book on environmental capitalism about carbon exprint bonds. Please welcome to Kiss My Ash Radio, Mr. Gary Keir. Gary, welcome to Kiss My Ash Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, what exactly are carbon exprint bonds?
Carbon exprint bonds is a method for businesses or individuals to quantifiably offset or balance their carbon footprint by making incremental investments in clean energy. So the way they would work is similar to a CD or a savings bond, and these bonds would be priced to match the cost of a ton of carbon dioxide. So for a business or individual to balance 10 tons of their carbon footprint, they would buy 10 units of these bonds. Then that money is dedicated to financing clean energy. That would be renewable energy, energy efficiency, and energy storage.
Now, how does this differ from someone who buys these carbon offsets that I've been hearing about for a couple of years now and never really looked into because I didn't really think to care?
Well, carbon offsets would be an expense, where carbon exprint would be an investment. So if you're going to offset your carbon footprint by buying these carbon offsets, you put your money out and you don't get that money back. You get the satisfaction to know that you did your responsibility for your carbon footprint, but that money is gone. With carbon exprint, it's an investment similar to like a war bond was in during World War II. So you're putting money into something that is creating new renewable energy and energy efficiency, and at the end of the term, you're going to get your money back plus some interest.
All right. Very interesting. But I got to ask, Gary, born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you worked in your family's roofing and heating business. And then for the past 20 years, you've been an IT contractor. At what point did you say, I'm going to get into all of this and global warming and carbon exprint bonds?
Well, I've always been interested in the environment. I actually went to a college started out in terrestrial ecology. Then I, took some other paths, became a roofer for a while and an IT person. I lead, I'm a volunteer leader for Sierra Club trips to Arctic Alaska, backpacking and rafting trips. And so I'm quite interested in the environment. And I was wondering what could I do about climate change. I live in a small New York City apartment now. I don't have even a thermostat on my wall to turn down. I do everything I can, but I still have a large carbon footprint. And a lot of other individuals and many businesses are concerned about how can they demonstrate sustainability to their customers. There's not always something to do. And so what can we do that could be profitable, that doesn't have the heavy hand of government, or isn't a major sacrifice? You could actually make a little money. And I came up with the idea, and I was suggested to apply for a patent on it, and this is where I am now.
Now, who's issuing these bonds? Who's the issuer? Who's holding the funds? Who's spending the money or investing the money to clean up? And then and my other part of the question is, if you're taking this money and you're using it to help clean up the carbon footprint, how is the money being made to pay the bond back plus interest? Because it's not actually being invested the way I understand it. It's being spent.
Well, right now we're in the beginning stages. We're looking for banks and utilities to pick up on this idea. So we're kind of a startup right now. So it would be the banks or the utilities to take that money and then invest that as a regular loan to solar projects or energy efficiency projects or energy storage projects. And they would be paid back on that loan just like any other loan, and that would be passed back to the investor.
So that money would be just as a loan to anything that would help lower the carbon footprint.
That's correct. With renewable energy, which the way we're moving forward, it's a large capital expense up front. We're used to paying for energy on a monthly basis. We get our monthly electric bill, our monthly gas bill. Every time we go to the gas pump, we pay. But with renewable energy, since it's a capital project, it requires capital expense up front, and you need money for that. And in the long term, in the long run, you're going to make money, but you need money up front. Just like if you were going to open a cigar store, for instance, you need money up front. You know you're going to make money in the long run, but you need that initial investment to get things going.
Very good analogy.
Excellent point, yes. So how long, with how many banks or other brokerage firms that are going to get on board, how long do you think it will take to actually get people buying in and getting these exprint bonds out and in the world doing stuff?
Well, I'd like to do it by the end of the year. I've had a couple good nibbles lately. I don't have anybody take the bait yet, but right now I'm getting more and more interest, more and more hits on the website, more interest in the Facebook and Twitter pages, et cetera. So I think the word has to get out there. There's more and more concern and news about climate change, especially after the Paris conference last year and Earth Day coming up. So you have more and more news stories. One of my focuses on community banks and also focus on people under 35, the millennial generation. They care more about climate change. They're more willing to spend money to have something done about climate change. So I think it'd be a good fit for a bank to reach out to this community to get them to save more and put money into a savings product that they really believe in.
What do you think is the biggest issue facing people that are trying to fight for climate change and or just getting the word out?
I think there's some inertia. I think people are concerned about the government going to have a heavy hand or that they're going to have to give something up in order to move forward on climate change. I think that's the main reason.
So, you know, you mentioned that, you have this book about Expert in Carbon Bonds. Is there anything else that you've written or anything else you're working on?
That's my main focus right now. I have to do some other type of work to pay the bills, but that's my main focus right now.
And how long have you actually had this idea for carbon expert bonds?
Well, I originally applied for the provisional patent over 3 years ago and utility patent over 2 years ago. I'm still waiting for the patent to come through.
No,
I've had a couple of exchanges with the patent office, and it's still in the running.
So, Gary, I'm just curious if one of our listeners out there hearing this and thinks this is a great idea and is very environmentally moved, is there somewhere actually you can go out there and purchase some of these bonds? And what's, like, the smallest bond available, or how does that work?
Well, there's no place to purchase it right now. We're going to price it at the cost of a ton of carbon dioxide, which isn't universally settled, so we would settle on the White House has a price about $40, and I think that would be a good price to start at. So most people can't afford many of the investments in renewable energy and energy efficiency. There are bonds and there are investment opportunities, but they're open only to accredited investors or large money investors, and those units can be thousands and thousands of dollars. If we could bring that cost of entry into investing in renewable energy down to something that people could afford on a biweekly or monthly basis, I think we'd get more people engaged in it and raise more money for clean energy.
So if anybody's interested in expert in carbon bonds, where can they go to find out more information?
They could go to my website, carbonexprint.com.
And I know you mentioned a Facebook page. Is there a Facebook page, too? What's the address for that?
That's at Carbon Exprint as well.
All right. So if you just even Google Carbon Exprint Bonds, you'll have a lot of great information out there. Gary, thank you for being here today, telling us all about this new exciting project you have. Best of luck. We hope you get an investment and hopefully get this on the ground rolling. And best of luck saving the world, sir.
It was a pleasure being on your show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gary.
Gary Kier, environmental capitalist on Carbon Exprint Bonds.
I'm always concerned with our carbon footprint with all the gas that Lady M keeps passing in the room. It just
You know what I do to shrink my carbon footprint? I drive a hybrid.